Well, I'll try to tell you this story. It's kind of a little bit embarrassing. So I'm not very big. I'm a C cup, generously put. I'm like between a B and a C, but closer to a C. But I was about this size when I was in like fourth or fifth grade already. And I started developing like second grade, I think. So I don't know. I basically, this story happens when I was like 12, I think. No, it was the summer between elementary school and middle school. So I was like 11, I think. Yeah, that sounds right. Anyway, so I was 11 and we moved around a lot when I was a kid. And like, anytime I wasn't in school, I could have kind of been anywhere, and we just moved again, and we were in this house. It was in the middle of nowhere, but it was by a playground, and my mom would just be like, "Go, get outside." So I would go to the playground, and half the time I would sit there and I would read like trashy, like, you know, like the young adult novels that I was into, and like bad historical fiction, or sometimes I read good stuff, but a lot of it was like really bad. Anyway, so sometimes I would go and hang out on the swings, and sometimes I would go and read, and sometimes I would go and look at the trees and stuff because they were really different than the trees that I was used to in places that we'd lived before. And there was this boy on the playground, and I think he was a couple years older than me. He was just like, you know how every group of kids that's about a certain size has that one kid that's just a little bit unnerving because he's kind of crazy? He was that kid, and he thought that he was in charge of this particular playground, and I just kind of avoided him. But there was another kid that I played with sometimes, and I can't. I want to say that maybe it was my brother, but I don't know for sure if my brother lived with us there yet, or if he was. Anyway, like that part I don't really remember. I'm sorry. This is a terrible story, but anyway, I was talking to some kid and he came up and he was talking about something that he wanted to do, and I was not very well socialized because I barely ever spent time with like other kids my own age for long periods of time. So, you know, just as like prissy and know-it-all as fuck, I just come out with, "Well, that's a terrible idea because this factual reason," you know. And he's like, he had this like long like stick, you know, like the kind that isn't thin enough to be whippy but like not a branch, you know. And he was like playing around with it as he was talking, and he like reached over and like poked me in the crotch with it. And he was like, "So, do you have a dick?" And then like he kept poking me with it. And he poked me in my tits, and he poked me really hard, like it hurt. And he kept saying all this stuff about how, like, you know, I don't remember exact. I remember the "do you have a dick" part, and then like he said all this other stuff, and he kept like poking me in my tits and in my pussy and like hitting me with it. Like, not really hard, but just hard enough to like kind of hurt. And it was kind of humiliating, but mostly what I felt was like rage. Like, I was super pissed because basically what he was trying to say was, well, what the fuck do you know about it? You're just a girl. And, I got back at him though, because at the time my mom was working at the women's community. So, I told my mom and I told her it was sexual harassment in my very serious, like, 10-year-old voice. And then she told all the parents that this kid was like some kind of freak. And I have no idea what happened to him. And, but he did not smack me with sticks in front of the other children again. That's for sure. So, serves him right. I don't know. It didn't register as anything sexual at the time. It just registered as humiliating and, like, I don't know. It didn't even hurt that much. It was really, like, I was, like, you know when you get so angry that you're, like, spluttering and you can't even talk? Like, that's kind of how I felt. I don't know.